because I'm in this 240 expecting us to just start like.
I feel like that sounds weird, but I shoot my business shot all the time.
Do it, yeah.
I usually electronically, so I always DM people on
Twitter. Drill out the welds and re-weld it in. Oh. On those, I know you can bolt it in.
There's two things that you need to own if you want wealth. It's business.
I get more of a thrill when the back end kicks out and I'm able to catch it and save it.
How are we going to do this podcast, G?
What is up, y'all? We are back from Porches to Porches Podcast. I'm your host, Big Mish, a.k.a. Mishka Creates.
What up? This is No One the Creator, a.k.a. super fucking happy for you, man.
Oh, thank you, man.
Dude, fucking congrats.
Yeah, bro. I am officially without a job.
We're just going to get right into this.
Yeah, bro.
No fucking, like, dramatic fucking buildup. My boy has no job.
I kicked off No Job November a little early this year.
Oh, sick. No, man, but like technically, you still have a job.
Oh, yeah, I definitely have a job. But yeah, this is my last day as an employee of somebody else's company.
Goddamn slave to some employee.
Yeah, man, it's a good feeling.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's still kind of like, I'm still kind of working on removing all that out of my brain that like is not necessary to know anymore. So it's like, I mean, I even like still, you know, obviously it, like it's going to take a little bit for like the stresses to like go away. But yeah, dude, I already feel so much better.
I'll be honest with you, the stress has just begun.
Yeah, but in a different way though, in a different way.
Yeah, you don't got to deal with other people's stresses.
Well, yeah.
I'm over here making.
Well, I mean, yeah, technically, because I mean, the stuff that I'm doing, you know, is very community driven. So I'm still going to be stressing about some things, but it's going to be working on my passionate stuff, you know, like
that's what I'm saying. My talents though, and stuff, but like so the work ethic's going to totally rely on you, not on a whole team of other people that have either a great work ethic as well as you do, or a totally shit work ethic. And then you got to pick up their slack.
Yeah.
It's all on you now. So it's fucking awesome, dude. I'm fucking happy for you. I'm excited for you. Y'all want to show some love, get on the fucking Discord.
Yep.
Get on Discord. Say what's up to the big homie, Big Mish.
The link.
And tell him congratulations. And yeah, man, just say that shit. Just be nice.
Just be nice, you know? Be nice to us, man. We're trying hard.
Yeah, we're trying hard. You can call him fat. You can call me ugly. It's all good. But just be nice.
Yeah. But yeah, man, it's fucking exciting, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a whole new chapter. It's definitely going to be different. Yeah, dude, I'm just beyond excited.
I'm fucking stoked for you, bro.
I can't talk too much about vehicles, but
no,
join the Discord. The website was recently updated, so check out the website, too.
That looks good.
But yeah, man, we got some big things in motion, man.
Hell yeah, bro.
It's pretty fucking exciting.
Hell yeah, dude. We're going to take this a lot more serious.
Yeah.
Promise that.
Yeah.
Promise that shit's gonna get serious around here. Nah, man, but I'm excited for you, man. I'm happy. I'm down support, and obviously we got people that love us.
Mm-hmm.
Some people love you a little bit more, some people love me a little
bit
more.
Yeah, we just gave away,
but we got supporters, bro. We're good.
Mm-hmm. We got one new vehicle owner in the Discord. Actually, I did my first giveaway for a vehicle, and a random person on Twitter got that. So shout out to that person. I think, I was supposed to have the name ready.
Oh, look it
shout
up.
Shout out to them.
I'll distract them with my good looks and charm.
It was bum, 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 at POTL_DOD on Twitter, product of D Lake. Shout out to you for winning that VXL and becoming part of the community. This is going to be the start of something amazing, dog.
Yeah.
And we're so excited to have you.
Hell yeah.
Anyways, how has shop life been?
Busy still, man. Well, busy with projects, busy with big jobs. Everything that has came into the shop has been a nightmare. very little, like, easy, simple, like, brick jobs and stuff.
Bro, that's so funny.
Or it's just been, like, just stupid shit, like, oil changes out the fucking ass. And I'm over oil changes, bro.
Yeah.
I'm so over it.
I feel you on that. Bro, that's funny as hell, dude. I came in here and I saw that Miata, and that shit looked dumb clean. And I was like, bro, that's got to be, like, some nice-ass, untouched, like, restoration fucking mint project. No. And you're like, man, that thing needed a lot of work.
Yeah, that was every single control arm underneath it.
Damn.
And every cam bolt. And for those that don't know what a cam bolt is, it's an adjustment bolt. Every cam bolt had to get fucking torched off or cut out with a sawzall.
Hold on. A cam bolt on, like, in the suspension?
Yeah, on the control arms.
Oh.
So it's what it, like, makes adjustments to the suspension for, like,
I see. Tire okay. wear. For some reason, I thought, like, on, like, the cam gear or something.
No,
I was
no,
like,
no.
What? Suspension you had to drill those wise, bitches out? The no. fuck?
No, suspension-wise. But, yeah, put coilovers on it. I had that thing fucking, like, really nice and low, but the owner's an old fucking boomer, so they don't want it low. So I had to raise it back up.
Hey, man.
But I fucked with them. I took all the wheels off, brought the car as low as I could on the ground without it being on the ground, and then just, like, shoved the wheels into the wheel well and took photos and sent it to them. I'm like, is this what you wanted? And he's just like, no.
That's hilarious.
He was fucking mad. I was just like, it was a joke, man. Like, chill. It's one of my dad's buddies, so
that's funny.
I can mess with him for a bit.
Yeah, that's funny.
But yeah, it was funny, man. It looks good though. Miata looks good at the height it's at.
Yeah,
it
looks clean.
It's a little tall, but it's all right.
I thought it looked pretty stock.
Dude, it sat higher than that.
Really?
The back end sat, like, I shit you not, 3 inches higher.
Damn. Yeah. Damn.
The front was maybe about an inch lower now.
Mm.
That thing had, like, stupid excessive rake. Like, it just looked dumb.
There wasn't anything wrong with the suspension?
Coilovers. The original struts were just blown out, tired. And then
is that why the fronts were, like, sagged?
Creaky.
Is that why?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then, like, it was, like, creaky. knocked around a little bit. Had a loose passenger side ball joint. But the guy's like, I just want everything done since he just got the whole thing repainted.
Bro, I got a question.
Yo.
The CRX looks beautiful.
Yeah.
What's next? Whether it be for the CRX or for whatever, what's next for Geo and cars?
I don't know, man. Hopefully not blow it up.
You didn't think you'd get this far? I didn't think
I'm sorry, I didn't write my Emmy award-winning speech. yeah, hopefully not blow it up and probably get the suspension dialed in. I've been obviously bitching about that on here for a lot. For a while, I should say. Yeah, just get that dialed in and then eventually get, like, a proper wheel set up. The wheels on it look good, but they're just, I can't fuck with a 5.5-inch wide wheel, dude.
They're so tiny.
I mean, if I could outlength that, it's pretty bad, bro. I want my wheel width to be intimidating to myself, dog. I can't. Nah,
yeah.
Dude.
Yeah.
That's I can't very have true. That. I just can't.
Bro, that's such a good point, though, man. Dude, that should be illegal.
Yeah, it should be illegal in all 69 states, bro. But yeah, other than that, nothing really else. Just button up a few, like, little odds and ends here and there. And yeah, I mean, just keep enjoying it, man. I put it together to enjoy it, so.
So you're racing it, is what you're saying?
Next year. Yeah.
At the track. At the actual track.
Yeah. I'll probably do a couple track sprints with the homie Reggie and Jigs.
Dude, I still.
And then I'll eventually get it on a big track. I'll probably buy, like, one or two actual track days, and then I'll do a couple of the track sprints with the guys.
That's dope.
Hopefully see the homie Luis out there, too.
Yeah. I have a feeling he'll be out there plenty.
Hopefully I'll see you.
Oh, I'll be there.
Ah, you better.
But are you doing any autocross?
Probably not.
Bro, I still have an itch for autocross. I just want to try it.
Yeah.
Just because I feel like it'd be fun, because mostly because my car's slow. But
dude, you've proven that your car is fucking fast. How is it slow? Not really, though. How is it slow?
Well, I mean, in a straight line, it's slow. In a straight line,
dude, an autocross is not straight line at all. It's all,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. Turned.
Whoa, excuse me. What the fuck is that?
See, bro, you choking on your own bullshit, Gio. You gotta fucking do autocross, bro. You gotta start there and then inch your way up.
I heard autocross and actual track events are like totally different things, man. Totally different. Like 100% different.
Yeah, I heard that they are too.
Yeah, I wouldn't do
it. I still think it'd be fun.
I mean, do it, try it, but I would just go. I mean, what's safer than the track sprint stuff that the homie's been doing? I hate to bring it up. I'm sorry, Jigs, in advance, but Jigs lost his Gallant. Well, didn't lose it, but had a major accident in his Gallant at an autocross event.
That is kind of hard to argue.
You know?
Because I was going to say, I almost fucking wiped out at the track. And
but there's that's runoff. That's
because I was like, going like fucking like hell. 70 trying to turn.
But there's also runoff like hell at a track.
It's true. It's true. But have you ever played Forza? You hit that runoff, bro. You fucking start tumbling, dog. It's over, dog. It's
Forza, over. Forza does a good job of physics, but not that good. Let's just be honest. Nah, once you're in the grass, bro. I think the physics are trash.
No way, bro. You ever seen fucking races and we're like, once I hit grass, bro, they just start flipping into oblivion, dog. They just fucking... Fucking out this bitch. You hear that one song. They're just fucking passing up fucking SpaceX and shit.
Right. Nah, man. I don't think I'll do an autocross. I'll do one if I have the time to and it's like there. But I don't think I'll actually be, like, actively, like, searching for an autocross event. I think I'll just try sticking to, like, a track sprint or an actual, like, track day session and see how it goes. I mean, the fucking car is, like, at this point, brand new.
Yeah.
So it's, like, I really shouldn't have anything to worry about on it unless I, like, money shift it or something stupid. But, like, again, man, like, being out there for the first time, 100% positive. I'm not gonna go as ham as like.
Definitely not.
I think I will. I probably won't even on top. Like, on 40% top of that, of what I. Plus, I'm awfully fucking terrified of that thing.
I was gonna say on top of that, I know you're gonna be terrified of that car, dude.
I am terrified. It's of that a car.
Scary little
it
car.
It steers like shit. Yeah, dude,
it's a CRX. It's a very short wheelbase front wheel drive car.
And like I've had the back end like. Yeet on yeah. me a little bit.
Oh, dude.
Just a wait. Touch, dude. Just bro. A touch. Just fucking around. Like, I pitched into his turn, let off a little bit, and the back end just like, yeet. And bro. I was like, oh,
you're going to be fucking hitting that three-wheel motion, dude, all day at the track, dude.
I was so scared. Yeah, dude.
That suspension is gnarly.
It's so stiff, too. There's, like, no fucking shock travel when you lift the thing. So, like, yeah, man. Nuh-uh. I'm sure I'm not going to go that fucking ham on an actual track event, so I'll be all right. So.
Well.
I just got.
I know you won't, but I also know you.
Probably, like, okay, maybe by
you
like.
You tend to fucking give it the beans when you're like, maybe we shouldn't give it the beans. And Gio's like, nope, we'll give it the beans. We'll figure it out.
I'm just going to go out there, feel it out, and then from there, depending how I go, I'm going to give it the beans. Mm. I definitely want to do some drift events, though, man. I'm gonna work on getting the Beamer back up and going, man.
Yes.
The day I drove the Beamer for the shop meet that day, I've been the fucking crack fiend whore.
It ruined you.
To get back in that car, dude.
Like, it just fucking made you relapse like a motherfucker, bro.
Fuck, dude. Like, that's how I know I'm not good with, like, kicking addictions, dude. Because I had a little taste of it. I was like, oh, more. Instantly, man. So.
God, fucking giving me flashbacks of the Juul days.
I know, dude.
When you were addicted to Juuls.
Dude, don't even say that shit, man. I'm gonna stop at the Casey's on my way home.
You fucking, hey, bro, on 72, you might still be able to find yours.
Oh, nah, dude. I'm sure some fucking, like, punk ass fucking weasel took that shit, dude.
Route 72 in Connecticut.
In Connecticut. Nah, dude. Yeah. Nah, we'll see how it goes, man. I gotta, like I said, I've been doing a little bit of looking for BMW parts lately. Cause yeah, the plan is to hopefully get that thing running over the winter. Hopefully. Let's just see how finances go.
Yeah.
Cause I'm also in the middle of trying to find a house.
Fuck yeah, man. How's that going?
Pfft, terrible, dude.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like you've been looking for a minute.
There ain't shit. And whatever there is, it's just like you look at it and like, I don't know, maybe it's like the point like 0007 Jew in me, but like I'm just like, it ain't worth it. Cause like you're just looking at it and you're like, fuck man, they want like $260,000 for like a 2-bedroom, like 1-bathroom crib.
Bro.
It's like
my neighbor, 4 years ago you could have gotten that for like half that.
Yeah. Like 5 years ago. And you know, four or five years ago you could have got a like 3-bedroom spot, 2-bathroom spot.
Yeah.
With like a decent amount of yardage for that. So it's just like right now, it's like I either got to admit defeat and just fucking bite the bullet on something. I feel like the prices ain't really going to come down too much from here on out. People are still buying.
Yeah. I mean, it's hard to say, dude. I mean,
real estate
will forever go up.
And down.
Up and down. But, I mean, historically, it will always go up.
Go up, yeah. That's what I'm saying. It's like I feel like people are at this point are like, they're buying anyways. The point of it ever even really coming back down to what it used to be.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we'll see.
There would have to be a significant, like, crash.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, there's a lot of things saying that could happen. There was a lot of shit talking about, like, China and something, they have to pay something by a certain date or something, and today it just got extended, so now the economy's fine. I don't know. There's been a lot of shit going on about the economy with, like, the American economy and Chinese economy and, like, the debt or whatever the fuck. But I guess what I'm trying to say is I hear about this shit all the time, and it feels like every time it's like, oh, good news, we did this, and now we don't have to worry about this until, like, next month. Like, literally, that's what it feels like.
Yeah.
It feels like every month there's, like, a new boogie monster for the economy, and
yeah,
I don't know, man. I've been feeling this way for, like, the past 3 years. Like, yeah. What the fuck?
There's always been a setback or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know what you mean. This shit sucks, though. But, I mean, we'll see. Like I said, I'm looking. If something really sparks my interest, what sucks is, like, the price where I'm looking at is also a very average price where I'm looking at. So it's like, you know, if I find something, I got to either hop on it quick or it's already sold or like contingent right away. So like that's what sucks is because like I'm trying to live comfortably, not really trying to fucking like overspend.
Yeah.
Because I still want to be able to, like, if I do decide to, like, go out and do shit, buy shit. Like, I don't got a penny pinch. I don't want to be house broke. I don't want to be house broke. I just want to be comfortable, live within my spending limit, like, range, and, like, still be able to, like, do the fuck shit I do. So that's where I'm at right now. Well, I should say we're at, me and Erica.
That's dope, so, man. That's exciting.
But, yeah, I mean, we're hoping something comes through, we find something soon, and then we'll go from there. I mean, we've been wanting to get a spot for a while, so
that's sick.
We'll see what happens.
Super dope, man.
Yeah, man. You all right? You bored? Yawning?
Nah, bro. My last day of employment really fucking got to me, dog.
Damn, dude, that fucked you up like that.
Yeah, bro. I've been up since like six something.
Damn, for real?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'll be going to the gym in the morning.
Oh.
So.
Man. I actually need to start hitting the gym too, man.
Bro, I've been doing pretty decent, man. I feel pretty great. My cardio is pretty decent again. Doing a lot more fucking pull-ups, a lot fucking easier. It's pretty dope. Yeah.
This past week, I weighed myself. Oh, dude.
No bueno.
After I got off the scale, I immediately looked for rope. Like, it was so bad. I was like, what the fuck happened, dude? I was 231. I was like, what the fuck, man?
Bro, we're almost the same weight. What's up? Yeah. I know. Hey, that's what's up, bro. So
that's why I've been laying low off the fat jokes, dude. I can't call you fat when I'm fat, too. That's
hilarious. Bro, that's hilarious. I'm not, for the record, I'm not really trying to get, or, sorry, I got the hip whoops.
Hip whoops?
I got the hip whoops. for the record, I'm not trying to lose weight.
No?
I'm trying to lose fat, but I'm trying to stay the same weight.
Oh, yeah, like gain the muscle.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to just cut a little bit, and then from there, just probably... I know I talk about this all the time, and I never do shit. So yeah. I'll probably just end up drinking Truly's for the rest of my life.
Please don't cut. Please don't cut yourself, Gio. Justin Bieber smoking weed is okay. Gio, you don't have to cut for Bieber.
He needs to stop. He needs to stop, man.
The devil's lettuce.
Dude, he needs to stop.
Bro, somebody, I forgot who it was. Somebody said devil's dandruff. For cocaine. Somebody said, somebody called it the devil's dandruff. I was like, what the fuck? This is hilarious. The devil's dandruff.
The devil's dandruff. What the fuck?
Bro, I heard that shit. I lost my shit, dude. Exactly like you right now. And it was like a serious conversation that I was having with somebody.
Have you guys ever tried the devil's dandruff? As they're looking around the room, make sure their mom's not around to hear them talk about it.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, man. Dude, drugs have such a funny name to them. Like, yeah. Just like certain drugs out there that people's like, let's be honest. Who the fuck names a drug Smack?
Because it makes you want to smack your mama after you do it.
But, bro, why? Like,
what is smack even?
I think
that's heroin, isn't it? That's probably why. Because of that. See, we're myth-busting drugs. We're drug-busting myths.
We're the dollar store general myth-busters.
Yes. No, that's probably why they call it smack. Yeah, that's heroin, right?
I think it's
As heroin. Long as that's heroin, that would make sense. Unless smack is like crack. Why do they call it crack? Like, what? I wonder why.
Probably because you got crack off a chunk of it.
Oh, see, I've never been around crack. So I've not. Oops. Gio, you're showing your true colors.
Fucking oops. Can we edit this? How far are we into this?
Timestamp.
Oh shit.
That's funny as fuck.
Nah, man.
All right, let's keep talking about drugs. acid. Why do they call it acid? It's probably because it's an acid. LSD, that stands for Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. But like the scientific term.
Yeah, what is it? Because I don't even know it.
Lysergic acid diethylamide. Diethylamide. Yeah. So it's an acid.
It's an acid.
That makes sense.
Look up what drug is smack, because now I'm interested.
What drug is smack?
Did you see that? What drug is sugar? What? What drug is sugar boom boom sugar, about?
Sugar boom boom. What is that? I don't. All right, I'm not gonna look that up. I don't. It's gotta be heroin, dude.
Black tar heroin. Holy shit.
Yeah.
Now, ask it. Why is it called smack?
Bro, it's definitely called smack because of that.
Inhale or sniff.
Oh.
Smack
Oh, because the drug before had to be inhaled or sniffed, and the Yiddish word for sniff is schmeck.
Schmeck, which became smack in the American English slang.
Huh, so I guess it's not because you smack your arm before you do heroines. Before you do all the heroines.
And that's it for a segment of American history.
Bro, speaking of heroin, that's an issue. Did you know that? Like that, so personally, I have never, that I know of, I've never known anybody that did heroin that I know of. Maybe I do, but that's like super common in the United States.
Out here in the burbs, it is.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I just think it's so wild that like it's so common and I don't know anybody.
Yeah.
Like I'm trying to think. I don't think I know anybody that would have done that. Or at least they told me that they did.
It's a weird thing, man. Like I haven't done it. I could tell you that right now. Straight up Scott Sonner, right? This one?
Yeah.
Or is that Star Trek?
No, that's Star Trek.
But yeah, I haven't done it, but I know a relative of mine that does it. Mm. And it is not nice.
That's rough.
It's a rough thing, man.
Hell yeah, dude. That's super rough because the only person that I know that was that I knew of overdosed and died off that. And I didn't even know that person, but I knew of that person. But yeah, man, that's crazy because from what I've heard, it's like an inevitable thing, like eventually it's going to consume them.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you got a lot of older people are into it because that was the thing back then, man.
That's so crazy.
I always heard it was easier to get that shit than it was for anything else.
That's so wild, bro.
Well, I mean, you make it with literal fucking trash, dude. Like, you don't need anything special to really make it.
What do you mean?
It's, like, cut with, like, battery acid and shit, dude. Like, go fucking find a battery.
That's what you cut it with. But you still need, like, some drug materials, you know?
Look it up, dude.
Bro.
It's, like,
no, I'm not going to look up how to make heroin.
It's cocaine and...
Oh, you're talking about crack. I was talking about heroin.
Oh.
Well, either way,
I want to say heroin.
Same situation for both, I guess.
Heroin is made with, I think the root of it is cocaine, ain't it?
No, heroin comes from opium. It's an opioid. That's why people that get prescribed opiates
end up doing.
Yep. Yeah.
Well, not all.
They get addicted to that.
They get addicted to that shit. Yeah, that's true. Damn, dude, fuck that.
Yeah, that's crazy. But I guess crack, too. I've never really known anybody that... I'm sure I've known somebody that does crack. I'm pretty sure. Bro, yeah. I mean, I've seen a dead crackhead.
You seen a dead crackhead?
Yeah, that was crazy. At McDonald's in the city.
What?
In Chicago, bro.
Yeah. You've seen a legit-ass
dead crackhead. Bro, paramedics came to pick her up and take her away.
Must have been some good shit, dude.
Bro, she was just there. That sucks, man. That's so crazy.
Yeah.
How about that one chick, bro? That one vlogger chick. You hear about that? They found her body?
Oh, yeah. Erica told me about that. That's fucking goofy, dude. That's a weird
Bro, situation. And supposedly the boyfriend or whatever is like, they can't find him? Bro, how much you want to bet he's going to off himself?
Yeah,
He killed her and he's going to off himself.
I don't doubt it.
There's like... Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's what's going to happen. That sucks, dude.
Maybe
we shouldn't talk about it because it's sensitive and that's bogus.
Well, I mean, that's what's happening. That's what people are talking about right now. I mean, the fuck?
Yeah.
We ain't going to talk about it for.
People are shitty.
Yeah.
If you know anybody that needs some help, help them out.
Definitely. Yeah, man, that whole situation's sticky, dude. It's a weird thing.
Yeah.
I'm going to go out on a limb. I'm going to say he fucking did it, dude.
Fuck that. I mean.
Yo, man, like, how do you go on, like, a vacation with somebody? You come back and that person's not, like, with you anymore.
Yeah. And then you go to your parents' house.
Yeah, and you're just chill as fuck about it.
And they don't ask anything about it.
Yeah, they're just like, and wasn't she living with them as well? So how do they not be like, hey, wait a minute, there's a second person with you, and that person's not here. Like,
I think they even said that they called the police saying that they were scared that he was going to harm himself, and he said that he was going to go meditate in a swamp. And they found his car in a swamp, and they can't find him. Bro, he offed himself.
He will. Sure he's on his way somewhere right now to go off himself.
Yeah, that sucks, man.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's wild, man.
People are crazy.
It's crazy, though.
If you got some cool people around you, make sure you tell them you love them, because crazy people exist, people.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Crazy people are crazy, man.
Yeah.
Dude, what's like one of, like, I know I'm putting you right on the spot, but what's like one of the craziest encounters you've ever had with somebody? Just like random as fuck.
I haven't had too many crazy encounters.
No?
No. Nothing, not really that I can think of. I mean, I've had some people like, I've had like road rage stuff.
Road rage
shit? I threw a glass bottle at this dude's head on the highway. Yeah, I threw it out our window in the car into his window, and it hit him in the head, and he swerved away.
Fuck yeah. Ka-ching, yeah. Bitch.
Literally ka-ching, bro. That shit was crazy.
Dude, the sound bottles make when they hit people is awesome.
I wish I would have heard it. It looked like it hurt.
Oh, I'm sure.
He had it coming, dude. That dude was crazy.
He was being an asshole.
No, bro, like, he was chasing us down. Dude was crazy.
I don't get
probably mad. Drunk too, man. It was leaving like a club bar. It was leaving Rosemont.
Oh, bro, yeah.
Yeah, they were probably drunk. I don't know what it was.
You were leaving Rosemont?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, I'm judging now. Holy shit.
No, this was years ago.
I can't believe
this is 21-year-old Michigan.
I don't give a fuck, dude. If you're at Rosemont, I'm judging. I'm sorry.
21-year-old Michigan. Okay, I had not the best intuition at the time.
Yeah, I do some fucking dirty ghetto ratchet shit at times, but, like, I stay far away from Rosemont. That's a whole nother level of, like, dirty ratchet ghetto shit.
Dude. It's not that bad, bro. It's better than Elgin. It's better than Elgin.
Stop.
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah.
Nah, dude. Rosemont's, like, right in the middle of every fucking shitty neighborhood. Think about it.
Yeah.
So when you get all this ghetto bullshit that rolls up, you get ratchetivities, bro. It's simple math, bro.
That's true.
It's 1 + 1, bro.
That's true. That's true. Wombo.
That's the square root of fucking pi, homie. Like, I'm saying, dude, it is what it is. And it just gets shitty and ratchet, and I'm judging.
How many times have you been to Rosemont?
Like, once.
Okay, maybe you just went on a bad day, because it's not really that ratchet. I mean, it's...
I went at night. And it was ratchet.
Well, I mean, yeah, it does get, I guess.
Yeah.
If you go after like 1 a.m., yeah, it gets pretty ratchet.
It's ratchet, does. Man. Yeah, it does. And all the stories I've ever heard from everybody leaving Rosemont have never ended. We got home safe. It was a good night. You know, we had a good time. No, I never heard any of that shit. It was always some fucking creepy dude trying to fucking like... chase after some girl. It was always some fight. Dog. Yeah, dog. Like, it's always some fight. It's always some shit happening, dude. Like, or somebody getting just belligerently fucked up. Like, nah, dude. That shit's ratchet. I don't give a fuck who you are. But I'm judging.
If you're going to get belligerent, do it at home. Yes. By yourself.
Yes.
Like a real fucking human being. Like a real American.
An emotional one.
Yes.
I don't believe you're an alcoholic unless you get drunk by yourself, bro. What you doing?
Is that really alcoholism?
Yeah, man. You party by yourself.
I don't think so. I don't think so, dog.
You party by yourself.
Man, whatever, bro. It's just a little inspiration. I mean, if you do it every day, then all right. It's a problem.
That's what I'm saying. You party every day by yourself.
All right. Well, yeah. Maybe don't do that. Maybe don't do that.
Yeah, hence why I owe the all the podcasts from Truly's every week.
Yeah. They do go mysteriously missing.
Yeah, man. There's 2 12-packs in the fridge right now. I bet you by the end of this week they'll be gone.
Bro, you know what we need? Mm. We need another ghost episode. Bro, all right. I'm not saying this. Please do not take this as a sign. But it would be really cool if we could interview a ghost. I'm not saying to do anything right now. I'm just saying to anybody that may be listening to this in this room, other than Gio and me, it would be cool, but maybe not right now. But at some point, maybe. But not right now.
Yeah. I'll see what I could do.
Could you imagine that?
I'll see what ghost strings I could pull, bro.
Bro, imagine if we could be the first podcast to interview a ghost, dog.
That'd be wild.
You know how breakthrough that would be?
That'd be awesome. I'd totally shit my pants though, as soon as I heard something pop up.
I'd freak the fuck out. I'd be like, yep, nope. I'm done with this. Podcast is retired. It's over.
Yo, man, I love that shit though. Like watching those shows, like those ghost adventure shows. I mean, I know sometimes they're fake and whatever. Bro. But dude, I love that shit.
Bro, can I tell you about a story that someone told recently that was interesting? It's not scary, but it's like, it like legit almost made me tear up. It was crazy.
Uh-huh.
So I have this coworker that I have, and he's this older dude. He's like in his like mid-40s.
I'm already about to start crying, dude. Look at
this. Anyways, he had a son like 2 years ago. He was like 20 or 19, and he passed away to cancer. And just like one of the last things that he like had was a little like marble. And so my coworker carries that marble with him everywhere he goes. Has it in his car with them, you know, whatever. And he said that like a few days ago, he woke up like in the middle of the night and it was like the the sound of a marble hitting like a hard floor, but like right before it stops where it's like, he's like, that's what he heard like super loud in his head.
Oh shit.
And he woke up and he was trying to find it and like it went away. He was like, bro, it was a marble. Like, I could hear it. Like, it just dropped and it was just, like, about to stop.
Like, you know, when you hear something, you know what it is off the top of your head. Yeah.
Yeah, and he was, like, confused by it. And I was like, bro, like.
Dude, things got.
That's your son, bro.
Things got energy, man.
That's crazy. Like
even people that shop at, like, Goodwill. Mm-hmm. Like, all that clothes, man. Like, a lot of people got to realize a lot of that clothes is from, like, deceased people. Like,
yeah, you gotta sage that shit.
This was their wardrobe, man, and like people just don't know what to do with it, so they're just like, all right, we're just gonna give it away to Goodwill. Yeah. And then you go and buy it, and it's like, if that person had like depression or like anxiety or like anything like that energy stays within that clothing article you wear.
Do you think so?
Hell yeah, dude. I feel like anything has energy like that. It's like, it's just, you can't explain it. You sometimes just get these waves of emotions. Like, it won't, like, it's not like one of those things where, like, as soon as you throw it on, it's like, boom. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I don't know why I got anxiety. It's not like that. But, like, the more you wear it, the more you kind of, like, I don't know, it just kind of wears off on you. And it just kind of eventually just sticks to you. And, like, you know, you get little anxiety attacks here and there and shit like that. Like, I don't know. That's why I'm not a big fan of, like, buying shit at Goodwill, because I believe energy like that sticks to certain clothes and certain things, especially, like, somebody's, like, favorite hoodie or favorite sweater, like, you know? Mm-hmm. And that person say they were, like, mentally fucked up and, like, you found it at Goodwill. You thought it was dope. You picked it up. Because it was $2 a fucking deal, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then you start wearing it all the time. Like, eventually, you're going to start feeling some of that emotion through that, man.
Like, it's crazy.
I feel like that's how some of that works. Like, not all of it works like that, but, like, I feel like, yeah, like, there's emotion and energy stored in certain items and things, you know?
I could see that. I could see that personally. I could see how somebody would think that that's complete bullshit.
Oh yeah, definitely. I don't blame him.
But I personally think the same way. I don't know. I haven't really thought about it like too much, I guess. But I probably should think about it a little bit more. But I do think that places. But I also think that the energy has to be very strong. Like I don't think that it's every person.
Yeah, but energy. Every article is very of strong, energy. Though, man. Like any type of energy. You meet somebody new. Do you vibe them out first, or just go straight into like, "Hey, what's up, bud?"
So some people have strong energy, but some people don't really.
Yeah, but that's the thing, though. You don't know whose energy you're picking up from when you're buying some of this clothing or even cars, man. Like certain cars have certain energies to them.
Yeah,
you know.
But yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like I don't think it's necessarily all articles, but you do run into the possibility of that. I think it's stronger the more time people spend with something. So like if like somebody spends a lot of time in a room, mm-hmm. their energy will stay in that room.
Oh yeah.
If they spend a lot of time in a car, or if they spend a lot of time in, you know, holding one mug for their whole life, something like that. I think time has a lot to do with it too.
But that's what I'm saying though. Their energy sticks to that. And once they're gone, like you don't know that. If it was a friend or relative, you don't know that they use this exact mug every fucking day when they have a mm-hmm. cupboard full of like 12 other mugs. Mm-hmm. You don't know if it's the one that you're just like, I'm just going to get rid of these, all of them. I don't need them, you know, and then it ends up at Goodwill. And again, like, yeah, I don't think everything you ever buy has it. But like if you get a gut feeling about something, you know. Like you said, energy stays stuck in rooms with certain people too. So it's like you walk into a room, like that shit feels heavy.
Yeah.
So like that's how I feel like about certain like things that you go out and buy, antique, especially antique shit, dude.
Yeah, I could see needing to be careful with that.
Yeah, I mean, antique shit's super dope, but I don't know. I'm always very like weary about buying antique shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
That's funny. I didn't know that side about you, dog.
Dope. What?
That like you were very careful with that type of stuff.
Yeah, man. Cause you just never know, man. Like again, like I said it before, dude. When I stayed in Arizona, Vegas for that while, man, I had that fucking spirit stick to me, and that was just being in the room. Like that wasn't even like taking anything with me. None of that shit.
Where was that at?
In Las Vegas, it was off the strip. It was like an apartment complex.
It was where you were staying or what?
It was my uncle's ex, well, now ex. But it was at her spot because we went over there to like party that night and ended up just staying the night because we all just got fucking hammered there.
Okay.
And then, like just woke up. It just felt kind of weird. Like felt like not like myself the next day. And even walking into that apartment complex, I was just kind of like, eh. And I don't know if it was just me. At the time, I didn't know. I remember, too. I didn't know if it was just me being paranoid because I'm in, like, a new spot, new area. And like, I'm gonna be honest, that apartment complex, kind of hood. Mm-hmm. So, like, it was just me kind of being, like, just, like, kind of on the edge of, like, who the fuck's around me and, like, what?
Yeah.
Or if I actually felt something weird about that spot. So, like, yeah, I mean. And again, that was just me being there for those hours, staying the night. And then, like, you know, again, my aunt saw all that shit because she sees things.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, yeah, man, like, I don't know. Ever since then, I've just been real careful about what I pick up, what I take home with me.
I mean, that's a good, you know, rule of thumb, man.
Dude, that shit's fucked, honestly, man. If anything ever sticks to you or follows you, man, like, that shit's fucked, dude.
Yeah.
Like, I don't ever want to play with that shit. Like that conjuring spirit shit type.
Yep.
Oh, hell no. God. I don't even want to watch movies about that shit, dude. Because like I feel, or like when they're reciting like lines and shit, I don't even want to hear that shit, bro. Because it's just like, if someone's reciting lines, like you're technically conjuring it too. Because like in your head, you're like subconsciously saying it, you know? Yeah. It's like being at church and you hear the pastor say a prayer. You're pretty much like repeating his prayer in your head without actually repeating it. right?
Yeah.
Because that's how we process, like, somebody talking.
Mm-hmm.
So me talking to you, you're in your head, you're kind of repeating it to yourself what I'm saying, even though, like, I'm an illiterate fuck. But but that's you know, how it goes. So, like, even shit like that, I don't like. That's why I don't fuck with scary movies. I don't, like, fuck with, like, haunted houses. I don't fuck with none of that, dude. Because I just don't want any of that shit to stick to me again.
I still don't fuck with haunted houses, dude.
Dude, I fucking...
It seems like such a bad idea. Like, why?
I'm going to give you money so you could scare the fucking piss out of me.
Yeah, like, and, like...
I'm good.
Fucking risk me punching somebody, like...
Yeah, dude, seriously.
Like, because you go into, like, fight or flight, dude. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. That seems like not a good business plan.
I mean, obviously it is,
but yeah.
But people are making dumb money off that shit, that but like,
so
bro, I don't know how people are like into that. You ever heard about that fucking, it's like a haunted man, well, not a haunted mansion, but it's a mansion, I believe it was in Louisiana, and they actually make you sign off a waiver.
No, that's disgusting.
Dude, they make you sign off a waiver. I forgot what it's called. But they make you sign a waiver saying that if any harm, like, or death happens to you, like, you cannot sue. And, like, the fucking, the employees there, like, once you sign this waiver, they have every right to literally fuck you up. And, like, there's reports of, like, people eating their own vomit. Like, forcefully.
Ew, dude.
Having to eat their own vomit.
No, that like, doesn't make sense. I'd literally punch somebody.
Well, that's the thing, though, man. Like, they will literally, like, they kidnap you practically. They kidnap you. They fucking, like, shackle you up. They fucking throw you around. They're doing a... They'll, like, submerge your head underwater and hold you underwater and shit. Like, you have a safe word. You know, but you gotta obviously yell the safe word before you get fucking drowned to death. But like, it's a legitimate thing, and apparently, if you make it past this whole like, I want to say it's like a 6-hour, 8-hour thing. If you can make it through the whole like everything, people have like broken fingers and shit there.
That's so stupid.
Apparently, they give you like 2 G's or some shit. But it's like, fuck that. For you to torture me. For 6 to 8 hours to win 2 fucking G's? Like, fuck that, dude.
Yeah.
I'd rather sell an NFT.
Facts. Same.
Yeah, man. Fuck that. But yeah, dude. That's a legitimate... I forgot what it's called. If I can remember the name of it, though, tonight, I'll fucking post it up in the Discord. And read about it. It is wild, dude. Like... People have shitted themselves, pissed themselves. Like, they've been told to shit themselves and piss themselves.
That's weird. Why would anybody want to do that?
Because some people are into that weird shit, dude. Like, some people fantasize about, like, aggressively getting, like, choked and shit. Like, I don't know. Some people are into that shit. Like, bro, 2 words. Goth bitches, bro. let's be honest, dude.
He said goth bitches.
Charlie and Austin probably got fucking hard-ons right now as soon
for
as
real,
I said
dude.
That.
Do but, not bring up goth e-girls, though. They will fucking flip shit.
But I'm just saying, dude, like, just people that are into that kind of, like, more dark, real kind of, like, you know, people are into that. Obviously, the shit's still going on to this day.
Bro, it's about to be spooky season, dog.
Dude, spooky season's right around the corner.
Yeah. Man.
What?
I don't know.
Scared?
It sounds like fun, but then I remember that I don't really do shit for spooky season anyways, so it doesn't really matter. I'm really more excited for more bonfires.
Are you into anything pumpkin?
Yes.
Pumpkin, yeah.
I like pumpkin pie.
Pumpkin pie is good.
I like carving pumpkins.
Carving pumpkins fun too. I do.
Smashing pumpkins sounds like a good band name.
It is a band name.
Ooh, it is a band name.
Wow, would you look at that?
Ah. Yeah, man. This shit's cool.
You like?
I like the pumpkin patch, actually. That shit's cool.
Pumpkin patch?
Yeah, you ever go?
Yeah, the one up the street from here.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. That one's pretty fucking decent.
Yeah, they got like aminals that you could pet.
Yeah, bro. They got fucking tigers there, bro.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do. They got tigers, bro.
No, I mean, like a real, they don't have a real tiger.
Legit tiger, yeah.
No, they don't.
It's little baby ones, but like, they'll still fuck you up.
You're lying.
I swear to God.
They have baby tigers.
They got baby tigers.
Like Mike Tyson tigers?
Well, baby size, yes.
What?
Yeah, bro. What? Have you not been to their petting zoo?
No. I've been going to the fucking poor people petting zoo, apparently. We got fucking llamas.
And
geese.
Bro, this one up the street right here, right? On 47 in Connecticut.
Bro.
Right? You know what you want to talk about? Should I just say it?
Go ahead.
Gobert's.
Really?
Yeah. Bro, they have, every year they got a fucking giraffe there.
No, they don't.
I swear to God.
Wait, you're saying, hold, time out. You're saying there's a tiger.
Yeah.
Like king of the jungle tiger.
No, that's which a fucking lion, you
no,
idiot.
No, you're an idiot, lion, and Disney's idiot. An idiot because there are no lions in the fucking jungle. The tiger is the king of the jungle. The lion is the king of the desert. You're welcome for that fun fact.
No.
Yeah. Show me a lion in the jungle.
There's lions in India. It's all fucking, tigers in India. It's all fucking desert out there.
No, India's jungle.
Part of
I've been to India, bro. Oh,
no shit, bitch. Your fat ass was looking for all the curry, dog.
And it was good.
Nah, dude. It's
no, exactly dude. I said it, dude. I guarantee it's you.
Exactly how you said it.
Yeah.
No, how? No.
Anyways, tigers are the king of the jungle.
No.
Tigers are the king of the jungle.
Fucking regardless, though. There's a motherfucking tiger and a giraffe up the street from here.
Yeah. We need your input on the Discord. If you're listening to this, please provide your feedback on the Discord. It is very important. We'll talk about it in the next episode.
Ha! Liger beats all. Suck it.
Wait, so where were we? No, so they have a whole fucking tiger and a whole fucking giraffe, like the tall ones.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You could feed this fucking giraffe. I think you could take pictures.
Is it a baby giraffe?
I mean, I don't know. You got to walk up some fucking
There's steps no way. Geo, how are they going to transport a giraffe?
Bro, I'm going to go take a selfie with this giraffe and I'm going to tell it to say, fuck you, Mishka.
Are you serious?
I swear to God. They got a motherfucking giraffe there. They got tigers and they got a bunch of birds. And then they got, I forgot what else they had. But they got some exotics, dog. Yeah.
I'm going. I'm going to this motherfucking zoo, dog.
This spot is legitimate business, bro. Like,
they I'm got going legit there.
Shit there.
Wow, dude, I haven't been there in years, apparently. Shit, I've been missing out.
Yeah, they butt fuck you at the door for it. I mean, I believe it's like 30 or 40 bucks to get in.
Damn.
But it's a huge spot, and it takes about like an hour to get in there, last time I checked, because the line's like out the fucking, like out onto 47.
That's insane.
But it's a big ass farm. I don't know if you've ever been to that one, but it's a dog, gigantic
farm. I went to that one like 5-6 years ago. Plus,
yeah, I used to go there because baseball practice. One of the coaches, well, one of the owner, the dad, was one of the coaches, head coaches. Mm. So he legit has a barn that has a like batting cage in it, and like there's like fielding shit in there, and like yeah,
that's cool.
So we did a lot of practicing there because of all the land.
Yeah,
but it was cool, man. Very good people, very nice people. But yeah,
that's crazy.
But yeah, dude, they got fucking tigers and shit. They got fucking giraffes, man. Like, I ain't playing.
That's crazy.
I'm being serious.
I'm still mind blown by that.
How do you not believe that they got? Have you not watched?
How do you transport a giraffe, dog?
How do you have you not watched Tiger King, bro?
That's the only thing that I'm worried about is how do you transport? Like, you can't take this giraffe apart in two pieces and, like, ship it separately. You know what I'm saying? Like,
a fucking shipping container. They probably forced the fucking thing to, like, lay down.
Really? You think that?
I think so.
I don't think that would work, dog.
I think so, man.
Giraffes are... I mean, I'm going to have to just go see it for myself.
I mean, they should have it this year because I remember every year since, like, the last time I've been there, they've had it.
I feel like, am I crazy for thinking that that's crazy?
Nah, dude.
Like, that sounds so crazy to me. There's a giraffe at the local park. What? What?
I mean, it ain't
I'm gonna go check this shit out. I don't give a fuck.
That fucking crazy, bro. Like, people identify as tea kettles every fucking day.
I'm gonna go do. I'm gonna take a selfie with it. I'm gonna take a selfie with it, and I'm gonna fucking post it on the Discord. Fuck it.
Yeah, man, dude. I'm telling you, man. Man, bear, pig, dude. That's
funny as shit, dude.
Yeah, bro. It's there. I mean, it should be. Like I said, the last time I was there, which was a couple years back, it was there. But I know that it's there every fucking year.
Well, we should definitely go.
Yeah?
It'd be cool.
Yeah, man. They got good apple cider should donuts.
Interview it on this podcast. Which, thank you guys for listening.
Yes.
Once again. This was episode 106 from Porches to Porches Podcast. Yeah. Be excited because we are. Join the Discord. Join the Discord. We're getting a little bit too saucy. Join the Discord. And we got some cool shit coming up.
Yeah.
We're going to have some voting so we can kind of get some more input from you guys, anybody that's listening to this, all four of you. And we're kind of moving in a direction where the listeners are going to kind of guide us more into what we talk about, the topics, different segments and stuff like that. So we're excited about it. You should be excited about it. You should tell a friend about it. And join the Discord if you haven't. Yep. Link is in the description. Yep. And if it doesn't work, message us, because for some people it works, for some people it doesn't. If it doesn't, I'll get you that correct link. So
most definitely.
Hit us up. We love y'all.
Very, very much.
Peace.
Later.